You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Leading Meaningful Change, a book by Beverly Patwell. A growing trend in change management theory responds to the uncertain times organizations face. Beverly Patwell encourages people to embark on a change journey. She urges you to analyze the power dynamics at work, to be an accountable team player, and to seek constant feedback as you align, integrate, carry out, and renew your change process. Patwell draws on extensive research to elucidate her use of self philosophy, which positions the individual as the linchpin for meaningful change. While her style is dry and full of jargon, she proves supremely knowledgeable. Her approach will resonate with leaders adapting to new workplace challenges. The first takeaway is use of self focuses on the individual as the pivotal point for meaningful change. The use of self model has been around for decades. Research indicates that the self is a crucial driver of meaningful change efforts. Change efforts begin with knowing who you are and what unconscious factors drive your decisions, then linking that self with the greater world. Thus, you can use self-energy to motivate and inspire followers. In times of change, leaders can apply use of self for coaching and, to a lesser extent, mentoring. The one element in the change management process that you completely govern is yourself. The Triple Impact Coaching, TIC model, is within the Leading Meaningful Change framework. Picture a diagram with the self at the center of a circle, with concentric circles denoting your relationships with individual colleagues, teams, and the company. See how the mechanisms of change, choices, reframing, power, and feedback can help you make the transition from unaware to aware. If you concentrate on your use of self and becoming more self-aware, you will also become more genuine and intentional as a coach. As generations shift and baby boomers retire, coaching becomes an essential skill for leaders and managers. It is important to adapt the use of self model to serve an increasingly diverse workforce, to work with millennial employees' reliance on technological communication, social media, email, and to handle the disruptions of global competition. Reimagine your priorities to shift from processes to performance and from hierarchies to teams. The LMC framework is embedded in the real world. It requires not only change leadership, but change management. Use of self aligns with the significant transformations occurring in today's world and applies research in neuroscience, mindfulness, and emotional intelligence, EI or EQ. The second takeaway is the process for leading meaningful change, LMC, has six precepts. Six tenets help leaders, managers, and change agents build on their strengths while addressing and breaking down counterproductive habits. To optimize these principles, perform exercises to practice the related and necessary skills. First, be deliberate about your decisions and take accountability. Personal accountability means examining your biases and making better choices. To practice, consider how you reached your decisions to be sure you're aware of all the facets of your thinking. Second, foster use of self as an instrument of change. Address people's resistance to change and employ your technical and political skills. Model the behavior you wish to see. Help your employees identify what they want from change leadership. The third skill is reframe. You determine the meaning of any experience. When you reframe, you find new perspectives from which to view your experiences. Reframe negative experiences, for example, hitting a poor golf shot, as an opportunity to learn, improving your swing, for example. Fourth, utilize the dynamics of power. Personal, formal, informal, and collective power constantly interact. Analyze, understand, and make use of the ebb and flow of power in your organization. Fifth, deliver and request feedback. The giver and the receiver must continuously monitor what they offer and receive to ensure sound communications. Carry out practice feedback sessions to critique and accept critiques well. The final skill is recognize and leverage diversity. Be sensitive to people who do not share your background, gender, race, values, and more. Listen and pay attention to how you differ. The third takeaway is each principle in the LMC framework builds on the previous principle. Apply the 7 principles of the LMC framework. First, establish a mutual mission with its own precepts, values, and ideas for the future. Second, bring your people into the process and build engagement. Third, nurture interpersonal connections, teamwork, and cooperation. Fourth, mesh your plan with your objectives and strategic priorities. Fifth, generate a shared corporate culture that is favorable for change. Sixth, build the systems, structures, and processes change requires. And finally, assess your plans and implementation steps and their ramifications on an ongoing basis. Each principle builds on the next. To start your change journey, you need a compass, your organization's shared purpose, its guiding principles and values. To make your shared purpose concrete, practice the envisioning success exercise, which asks participants to project themselves into the future, visualizing the success of your change initiative, and retrace the steps that got them there. Engagement requires sound personal relationships, so show and encourage empathy. Productive, engaged team members trust each other and work to achieve shared goals. The best teams serve as role models for the other teams and individuals. Team members engage with all their roles as members of a workforce, as citizens, and as consumers. The fourth takeaway is plan around organizational goals and develop a master change plan. The best plans for transformational initiatives have 4 key actions: creating role models, nurturing comprehension and commitment, using formal processes to embed change, and building people's abilities and skills. Leaders who work through all 4 actions systematically enjoy the most success. Develop a master change plan that sets out your priorities and implementation projects in alignment with the company's purpose. Such a plan helps leaders avoid the usual pitfalls in change management, such as a too narrow focus, funding issues, political infighting, overwhelming workloads, or not adequately conveying the larger picture. Chart your plan on a timeline by determining, for instance, what stage of your change implementation you expect to reach each quarter. Your change should cascade down through 4 levels: corporate, project, supports, and communications. Factor in the structures and supports needed at each level to accomplish your change goals. Different departments can create their own master change plans and combine them to create a grand master change plan. This is a living document you can assess and adjust as needed. When you reach agreement, set timelines and commitments. Solicit feedback from others. Constantly monitor, evaluate, and communicate to keep everyone accountable at every stage. The fifth takeaway is culture shifts are common and require strong structural and system support. To lead change, acknowledge your organization's complex culture. Every culture has its own underlying concepts, symbols, and values. Take these elements into account when the time comes for a shift. To understand the shift's magic, consider it as a series of small changes over time. The most common culture shift is from a hierarchical to a flat organizational structure that gives more people decision-making power. Your organizational structures and systems must support change. Because everyone is part of many interdependent systems, change in one part affects other areas, sometimes provoking unintended consequences. Change agents should look out for mismatches between intention and results, inside and outside influences, and risks. Remain nimble, receptive to feedback, and willing to innovate. Your organizational structure has many players, stakeholders, and new situations to align and integrate. As change occurs, expect new collaborations to emerge and to restructure jobs. Keep employee engagement high through structural change. Assessments, dashboards, and a comprehensive evaluation process must be part of this process and help people to adapt in a setting of rapid change. The sixth takeaway is the LMC process incorporates use of self, change leadership, and change management. The seven principles of the LMC framework above guide the LMC process. Combined with the use of self strategy, change leadership, and change management, these principles add up to a holistic approach that renders change meaningful. Expect that the four stages of a change will be in constant motion as you design, deliver, and evaluate the planned change. These stages are, first, alignment. Gather people from across your organization with different competencies, backgrounds, and accountabilities. Board members, HR, communications, political stakeholders, and community members. Work with your participants to define success and establish your team's charter. The second stage is integration. Prioritize real-world learning experiences. Address resistance to change. To facilitate integration, use workshops and working sessions. Consider the demands of change leadership and develop your management style and abilities as a change leader. The third stage is action. Embark upon an ongoing cycle of learning. Reflect on what emerges as the process unfolds. The workplace is a laboratory, and change is the experiment. Polish your master change plan. Consider stakeholder needs. Coach yourself and build a communications plan. The fourth stage is renewal. Evaluate the overall changes, make adjustments and improvements, and reiterate. Change doesn't happen overnight. Put supports in place for those who struggle to adapt. Even when you succeed, assess continuously to ensure sustainability. In this stage, evaluate your change exercise and discuss how your organization will sustain the changes. The seventh takeaway is teams can be powerful change agents. Effective teams get the job done, but evaluate your team's dynamics to avoid problems. The five main team dysfunctions to look out for are mistrust, conflict, poor commitment, avoiding accountability, and inattention to results. The team must be cohesive. This is simultaneously an art, a craft, and a science. The art involves seeing the details and the whole. The craft involves balancing people's emotions with accountability. The science is documentation, structures, and decision-making processes. The eighth takeaway is, as one city, one team, Ottawa's city management team employs the LMC framework. Author Beverly Patwell worked with the government of Canada's capital city of Ottawa to apply the LMC process. Ottawa's leaders needed to field a historic celebration of the 150-year anniversary of Confederation while improving the city's transit infrastructure. In the alignment phase, the city manager created a transition team and met with the mayor and city council. His team adopted the motto, "One City, One Team," and a philosophy of servant leadership. They created governance documents and an organizational structure. That helped the team plan for the next 6 months as it moved through creating a cultural shift. It flattened the hierarchy, consolidated certain departments, and set up seven priorities, which included better service delivery and infrastructure. In the integration and action phases, the team participated in a leading transitions program. This helped them understand their accountabilities and commitments. By the time they reached the renewal phase, they were a coherent group with shared priorities, and they could assess their progress confidently. Employee satisfaction was up 4%, and the team met a $14 million efficiencies target for 2017 and 2018. Its future plans included leader development and succession planning. The Ottawa team commended the LMC process, saying that it gave them a sense of accomplishment, set realistic expectations, and proved sensitive to people's emotional needs while requiring teamwork, leadership, and continuous evaluation. They recommended the LMC process for renewing commitment through alignment, integration, action, and assessment. The best teams honor teamwork, establish a legacy, and master the use of self-philosophy. LMC helps leaders and supporters feel empowered, communicate well, and purposefully engage stakeholders.